Welcome to Lessons After Sessions.
Welcome. Good morning. I'm Jen.
And I'm Trev. How are you, Jen? I missed you last week.
It was a week, I tell you. It was long and emotional. A lot of change.
What happened last week?
So we moved my stepdaughter down to college. She's going to Ole Miss. So 7 hours away. And we left her. She's gone.
I've done that before. It's so hard.
It is. My husband really struggled with it. I left my daughter 7 hours away 5 years ago at college. So this is kind of my second rodeo. And I know that even though it's so hard, everything changes the minute you leave them there and you walk away. Your life will never be the same. But their life will also
change.
It is. And their life will never be the same. And the beautiful part about that is I really truly believe this is one of the biggest growth periods in a kiddo's life. So it's really exciting because you know they're just going to flourish and bloom in so many different ways. Yeah.
It's amazing. But that change is hard. And that... Oh my goodness, that makes me think we should talk about change.
Absolutely talk about change. There's a lot of changes going on right now in people's lives with school starting, but I think also it's relevant at any time in life.
Absolutely. And there are so many types of change, meaning that you can have change that you want and you decide, I'm going to change this. Mm-hmm. There are changes that are forced upon you that you didn't want. And there are just complete unwanted changes that happen that you have no control over. And it's all hard. It is all hard.
It is. It is. It's funny because when I think of change, I think of so many different things are running through my mind. So obviously right now, kids are going back to school. You know, we're taking a daughter and dropping her off at college. And our house has changed as a result of that. The feel in the house has changed. I still have a son who's living at home, but he started college. So it's just a different feel because of that.
Yes.
But I have so many things that I think of when it comes to change. And a lot of them are really good. Some of them are kind of difficult. And different experiences that I've kind of encountered where significant changes have happened. And I was kind of actually taken back at how either I navigated those changes or the people around me navigated those changes. And things came up for me or others that I really hadn't anticipated.
Really? So, okay, my dear, tell me about a time where you had a really big change and how it impacted you or those around you, and how did you get through it?
So the first big change that comes to mind is I went through a divorce about 10, 12 years ago. And at the time, my kids were little, meaning 12 and 7. So they were at difficult times in their lives. And for me, the change really involved a lot of grief. So even though it was something I wanted, I was ready for it. Definitely was time to move on. Nobody sets out getting married thinking, oh, gee, someday we're going to get a divorce.
Right.
So there was a lot of change in that I had to let go of all of the dreams and the hopes that I had put into that relationship as to what my future was going to look like. I had to grieve that. And that was really heavy.
That grieving of the hope, back to our last podcast, expectation, grieving that it didn't happen the way either you expected or hoped it would.
Absolutely.
And there's this huge change.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because when I think about that, I mean, how I navigated it was through the grief and through the changing of what I had kind of visioned in my head of what looked like going forward. And at that point, it became a blank slate. I didn't know, but more so too for my children. And that was something that I guess coming up to that point, I had never really experienced huge changes in my life. I mean, there were significant ones like buying a house and obviously I had gotten married, but for them, that was a change they didn't want. They did not ask for that. And it really it still affects them as adults. And their association with change, their first major association with change wasn't good. So, you know, they both kind of navigate change in different ways, but more so that they they don't, it's not positive. So they get a little anxious about change. And you know, you have to retrain your brain that not all change is bad. But for them, their earliest memory was bad. And so that obviously always has a cloud over any type of change in their life. And that was hard.
Well, absolutely. I know it was. I know it was. And change, you brought up buying a house. So as we look at changes like that, where maybe you're excited for the change, a new house, a new car, a new city, there is still grieving what you've left behind. Mm-hmm. And that nostalgia feeling that happens, especially right when that change occurs, wanted change. And it is about reframing your thought pattern on change, that change doesn't have to be bad. Change can be about growth. It can be about learning your strengths, your resilience. Possibly change is happening because there's something even better out there. Mm-hmm. And the thing that you're nostalgic about or grieving may be something that wasn't going to serve you in the end anyway. And so it's about that reframing. And I think another kind of way to help you with change is practicing a lot of gratitude, mm-hmm. because when you practice gratitude, the part of your brain that is anxious or feeling stressed about something, it can't operate at the same time as gratitude.
Yeah.
And so when you're practicing gratitude, you are really just embracing all of the wonderful things, and your brain has to be stopped, mm-hmm. literally, from being anxious about the thing you lost or stressed about the thing you lost.
Yeah. And that's hard sometimes, because the anxiety is so powerful, and the worry sometimes is so powerful that it's hard to change your mindset. I mean, and it didn't directly affect me, but it really took me for a loop. My parents, after living in the same home for 25 years, decided they wanted to move. And my dad at the time was older, and at first he was on board with it. But then when the reality of it hit, that his entire routine, his entire environment was going to look different, he totally put the brakes on. He was angry. He was mad. He was anxious. He was not on board with it. He really tried everything he could to make it as difficult as possible.
I bet your mom loved that.
Yes. But in the end, once he got reestablished into the new home with a new routine, and it became comfortable again, he was fine. But I think that's that fear. That fear comes in a lot of times. And that is really, really, really debilitating. And it can really control us. And it can steal away from us the beautiful things that are coming our way, because we're focused so much on what could go wrong or what's different. And really, at the end of the day, we've talked about this before, it comes to getting outside of your comfort zone, being uncomfortable, and being okay with being uncomfortable.
Sitting in those feelings and emotions of being uncomfortable is so important. Most of us run from being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. We see that as such a negative, and we do everything to avoid it.
Absolutely.
We do everything so that change doesn't happen, because mm-hmm. change is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But we have to sit in that.
We do. We absolutely do. But you're right. What's a change that you can recognize that's happened in your life that was difficult or that is significant?
I can think of two things. The first thing that just automatically comes to my mind is while I was in college, it was the day before Thanksgiving, and I attended the University of Iowa. Go Hawks, always, forever. And my mom was coming to visit, and she was running late, and I was getting nervous, and I'm going to definitely age myself here. There weren't cell phones, so I couldn't call and find out. But it did turn out that she had been in a fatal car accident on the interstate coming to visit. And so she died instantly. And so for me, Change happened immediately when I got that phone call, and it was a traumatic change, an instantaneous. For me, it imprinted in me that change is instantaneous and the most horrible, tragic thing that could ever happen, because in one moment, everything I knew, every possible way I thought my life would go had changed. Yeah. And it took a long time for my brain to absorb that new reality, because for me, that change meant a new reality in every sense of the word. So that was pretty hard. And it took me many, many years, therapy, a lot of tears, a lot of anger, to ever get to a place where I could see that change in a light that allowed me to still be grateful for the time I had with her. Mm-hmm. And grateful, I got to a place again a decade later where I was able to look at going through that type of change as something that shaped me and helped me grow. Doesn't mean I'll never be happy with that change, but I was finally able to see that the beauty that could come out of something as tragically changing as that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's so deep. And, you know, you brought up so many things that pull at my heartstrings and that I can relate to in so many ways. But the grief piece of change, those stages that we go through with grief and how they are so profound and so almost textbook, you know, you can really identify hindsight. Oh yeah, I remember feeling that. I remember feeling that. But you made a lot of good points in that. And that was that your life had changed forever. It would never look the way it did before. And that is something that, how do you accept that?
Oh, talk about resisting mm-hmm. that change. Yet every single moment of my life, I had to live in that change. There was mm-hmm. nothing I could do. But it was when I stopped resisting and really tried to begin to embrace my new reality and be grateful for the amazing traits and qualities that I got from my mom, and started appreciating being able to have her for 48 years. Yeah. So it is a journey. And if we take something like a breakup, you mentioned, talking about, I don't want this change, I'm resisting it. Someone leaves you. Someone you're in a relationship with and you don't want that, mm-hmm. A lot of the struggle and the angst is you resisting that change. Mm-hmm. You have no control over that.
Yep.
And the way to move through that, again, is to stop resisting it mm-hmm. and get to a place of acceptance.
Yeah.
Getting your routine back. Again, look at, what did I learn from that relationship?
Mm-hmm.
What will I do differently? Yeah. So it applies to again, all kinds of change, whether it's a sudden death, a breakup, buying a house, getting a new job, which is my other example, because when I decided to start my own practice, that was an amazing change, but so overwhelming and scary. And it still caused a ton of stress. It still caused nostalgia. And not nostalgia for like the place I had worked before or other jobs I had had, but it was just such a drastic change that it took me some time again to get into a new routine. How does it look now to have my own practice, and what are my independent goals for that? And so as I focused on that, it helped with the overwhelmed feelings and the stress. Mm. So again, an amazing change, but still hard.
Yeah. Well, and change is, and I think that's something that often takes us by surprise, is that even if it's a welcome change, it's a change we chose. It's something that we're looking forward to, we're excited about. There's a lot of potential. It's going to improve and better our life. We don't anticipate the grief of what used to be. And I think sometimes that can kind of throw us for a little bit of a loop. Like, I should be so excited right now. Why do I feel so overwhelmed? Why do I feel so scared? Why do I feel so anxious about this?
Sad. Why do I feel so sad?
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah, it happens. And it's because, and change is every day too. You know, if you think about it, change every day is a change. Because once your day is gone, it's gone. It's never going to be the way it was the day before.
That's right.
And so every day we navigate change. And I think that we resist that a lot of times through implementing routines and things like that, which do keep us safe and do definitely become, you know, that's what makes us productive in a lot of ways. But I think in the same breath, I think sometimes just resisting change on a, you know, even kind of on a high, on a base level, robs us of the opportunity to be present and see life for what it is right in front of us. What's right there?
Oh, such a beautiful thing to say, because being present, being mindful of what the moment you're in right then and there, regardless of if it's a moment of change, really, really is the key to feeling peace. Yeah. I always say my goal and goals for those I love isn't to be happy. That's such a word that is so loaded.
It is.
It's about peace. Peace that I can enjoy this moment, whether it's challenging or beautiful, because I know that I will get through any challenge and I'm going to grow from it. I also know that my beautiful moments, you know, those don't come every moment, you know, every day. So I need to embrace those. Mm-hmm. And so when you're just able to acknowledge your feelings, I feel sad. Mm-hmm. Okay. Life sucks today. Life sucks in this moment, but I'm good. There is peace with that.
Yes. That's something that I feel like comes up a lot in my own life and the people I work with and my family, is that, you know, that again, back to that resistance, but on a daily level. Like, I think the resistance breeds negativity. It breeds kind of an a pessimistic outlook on life. It's like, because we're fighting against it. And it's like, what if we changed that narrative and we thought, hey, let's just embrace every moment. We can't control it. So fighting against it is only going to make it worse. I think I said this before, and I still fully believe it. The more you try to control something, the more out of control it gets.
Absolutely.
So let's just lean into it. Accept it. Be sad. Be anxious. Be frustrated. Tell yourself, it's okay that I feel this way. But that allows you to actually be grounded and present in that moment, so that when the next moment comes along that's precious and fleeting and gorgeous, you're able to be there and to be able to recognize and see it. Otherwise, if you're so invested in fighting against these other things, you miss so many things that fly right by you that are just such a beautiful part of life.
You couldn't have said it better. Something that came up as you were talking is when you resist change, you are then living in a mindset. You're living in energy of deficit as opposed to abundance. So you think about that. Mm-hmm. You are living in an energy of, I don't have something that I want, that I think I need. I don't like this change. Again, it's a deficit, something I've lost, as opposed to abundance. And that can be such a mind shifter. You know, recently I've been really working on that. I'm not in a deficit of something. I'm in abundance, and it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out.
Yeah.
No matter what the change.
That feels good. And
it feels so good.
I love that deficit versus abundance. That is, to me, that was, you know, sometimes words just click. That clicked for me. By living in that, fighting against it, being in that deficit, going almost like going negative in your bank account rather than adding in wealth.
Yes. Yes. So I think that is our lesson after this session, is let's not live in deficit. Let's live in abundance. Oh, let's embrace change, even change we don't want. who knows? We could be being prepared for something better. Mm-hmm. We are learning a lesson. We mm-hmm. are growing. And if we're not changing, mm-hmm. guess what that means? We're not here because yeah. every moment is a change.
I could not agree more. Change is one of the certainties in life. It yes. will happen. And to fight against it is robbing yourself of the ability to experience joy, to be present, to be able to grow. Like you said, there's so many things. That for me is absolutely the lesson after the session is embrace it, even the ugly pieces of it, and know that, hey, this is part of life. And on the other side of this, if I lean into this, I'm not only going to see the ugly pieces and I'm going to address them and I'm going to give them air to breathe, I'm also going to be able to see all of the beautiful things that are coming in. Yeah.
I love that. You're so beautiful.
Oh, so are you.
Oh, thank you, hon. Well, all right. I hope everyone is enjoying lessons after sessions, and I will see you again next week, my dear.
I love it. Sounds like a plan, okay. Stan.
Oh, have a good day.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.